You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, cool here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. I got some fun tweets coming in. At Fatboy Killbuck says, number one, beer, Keystone Light, I'm a hillbilly. Number two, Captain Morgan and Dr. Pepper. Number three, Goldschlager.
Wow.
That's he's still in college.
That's like
I love
spot
it.
Bar on campus drinks at Ohio State.
I was just going to say, 2000. My guess is that guy is consuming 17 or 20 drinks on an evening.
How does Goldschlager afford to put real gold in it?
Man, I'm not allowed to have Goldschlager anymore.
One of my fraternity brothers would buy Goldschlager, and then he'd filter out the gold, and he thought it was going to make him rich.
What's that guy doing for a living these days?
He's not doing much. He once stage dove off of the patio at our fraternity house and ended up breaking his collarbone completely and his shoulders.
Nobody caught him.
Aww. And he needed...
Tells you all you need to know about his reputation.
Flounder. He had a flounder.
He did it when he didn't realize there was nobody. He's crazy. Parker is his name. And he ended up having, he'd walk around and he had those, giant nails sticking out of his shoulder. It was gross. He looked like Frankenstein.
Oh.
James Heller says, I'm the Houdini of my group. That's coming up, the Houdini. I could drink a dozen vodkas or IPAs. Cleaver Izon says, Crown Royal, Amsterdam Vodka, and then Conway's Irish Ale as well. So some
love
people are
Conway's.
Into that. I like it. Yeah, there you go. 216-578-0850 before we get to the Friday forecast in a little bit. Don in Cleveland, welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good, Don. How are you?
Good. Hey, Conway's is the best Great Lakes brew.
Is that their Irish Red?
I don't know how red. It's their best one. Right. I agree with
Gibbs.
Who said it? Gibbs. Thank you.
Gibbs.
Hey,
first
real
thing Gibbs said correctly all day.
Oh, my God.
I am a huge Indians fan, okay? All these people that are calling to hate on the Browns because of opening day, huge Indians fan.
Yeah.
You know, and I wish them nothing but the best.
Me
neither. And as with the Browns, I was like your one previous caller that was the big Indians fan to talk to. NBA, I could really care less about. I want it's good for the city. If the team does great, I'm all for that. But I haven't watched it. And maybe that's because I'm a huge hockey fan, too.
Okay.
Which is another great sport in my mind. But the thing is, the point that I wanted to make is you guys have a show. 2 hours a day, every day. During the week. Now they have a show on TV on Sundays for an hour every week, not even football season. Hey, the fact be told, I don't think that a show for the Indians or the Cavs on the same vein could last. Like it or not, it's a football town for good or for bad. And, if everybody wasn't always thinking about what the Browns are doing, okay, the other two teams would have the same types of shows that you guys have for the Browns right now. And, that's all I wanted to say.
No, I think that's fair. It's a football world. I mean, that's the bottom line. The NFL is the king in the sports world.
And that's an intelligent caller. He's saying he's an Indians fan, but the truth is the truth. And he's right. There wouldn't be the demand for this show. There wouldn't be the demand for football in the country if it wasn't the most popular sport, and it's not even close. I would say college football is probably the second most popular sport in the country.
It's probably true.
I mean, certainly in this neck of the woods.
NBA certainly has got to be up there.
NBA and baseball are
this
probably
the golden age of the NBA, by the way.
Oh, it is the golden age.
It is not.
This is a golden age. I didn't say the golden age. I would say the golden age would probably be Magic, Bird, Jordan.
Yeah, but by the end of Jordan, everybody wants to romanticize Jordan, and it's great, and I was a huge Chuck Barkley fan, but other than the Bulls, I mean, what's better about this era is there's so many teams capable of winning a championship.
Yes.
Then there was the Bulls, there was maybe Akeem's Rockets, and that was about it. I mean,
the Blazers.
The Knicks?
Clyde the Glide.
And then what? The Knicks never won anything then, and they never would have won anything then.
Heroing.
The only team that Jordan ever beat that had won a championship in route to
Pistons?
Any of his championship was the Pistons. That's it. Other than that, he never had to beat a champion to win any of his titles. So the fact that he was 6-0 in the finals is great.
The Lakers in 91.
Okay, I forgot about them. The Lakers too. Good point, Gibbs. But just in, but that was without Kareem. The Lakers
stop while you're ahead.
No, the Lakers never won without Kareem though. Kareem was not on that 91 team, correct,
correct.
Gibbs?
I saved myself
a little bit.
My favorite joke that my next-door neighbor, Jason Jones, used to tell me when I was a kid after Kareem left the Lakers was, why do the Lakers drink their coffee black?
I don't know. Why?
Because they got no more Kareem.
I thought I was going to have to dump that.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I thought for sure.
It's about coffee. I mean, come on, people. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Way to be on your toes, though, Gibbs.
Yeah, good to be. You were there. Did you at least laugh to get a chuckle out of you?
I did.
Justin Hostetler says, Tui's new out of Australia is the best beer. Jägermeister for my liquor. Oh, yeah. I can't drink Jägermeister.
Jägermeister's one of those things that I drank too much of in college, and therefore
it's
done.
Oh, done. We've got some good ones. The Dogfish Head 60-Minute IPA, High West Double Rye Whiskey, and Great Lakes LENS. By the way, I want to give a shout-out to my guy behind enemy lines, G.I. George, who always tweets the show. He finally caught up with what I said. He said, Nathan, Freaknik in Atlanta. I was at Emory at the time when Freaknik was in its heyday. NBA All-Star Game in Vegas. Close the closet. Skeletons are falling out. I'm just saying it would be a party. Lawlessness, debauchery, good times for everybody.
But would it be the same if the Indians or the Cavs won a championship?
I think, honestly, in Cleveland right now, any championship would bring a certain level of debauchery, but nothing would bring the debauchery that the Cleveland Browns World Championship would bring.
I would venture to say that within 9 months of a Browns Super Bowl, there will be 75,000 babies born in Cleveland.
And you think that the great sales staff
like
here would
on
have
that day,
any problem selling season tickets?
No.
They don't have any trouble now. I mean, the judge is selling them like hotcakes.
160. He just won the Final Four. He won the tournament.
The judge wins everything. They should all really shouldn't let him be in the next contest. He's so dominant.
He's got to be like in his own flight.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Sasha Brown should take him on.
Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale. Yeah, for beer, that would make it, my man Greg DiPerna Jr. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale tweets us. He said, what about your Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale that you've been talking about? That'd be number five. Get you some! And I had the stout. It tastes like vanilla coffee.
Wow.
By the way, your place Barrio, they serve Jameson out of tap.
What?
They have Jameson on tap.
Do they have a tequila on a tap?
Barrio on, what's that, Prospect?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I like the Barrio in Lakewood.
Yeah, the food's fantastic, but they do. When I order Jameson, I'm like, do you have Jameson? She's like, yeah, we have it on tap. I'm like, no, not a beer. I want Jameson whiskey. She's like, I know what you're talking about. We got it on tap.
What about tequila? Do they have that on tap?
I don't know.
Could I just sit under the tap and open it and just see how long I could go?
They told me if I bring in the Grizz, they'll let the Grizz do it.
They did.
Just because he's the Grizz.
Well, and he's a libertarian. All right, we'll be back with the Friday forecast right after this.